Welcome to Creator to Leader. Are you struggling to connect with your ideal customers online? Are you confused about the most effective way to market your business? If you're ready to become the go-to expert in your industry and stand out from the crowd, this podcast is for you. Hey, I'm Eugenia. That's Eugenia in Spanish, but you can call me E. My mission is to help entrepreneurs stand out online so that they can grow their businesses. I do this through comprehensive marketing strategies, impactful content plans, and storytelling leadership. We both know you are running on caffeine and big dreams, so let's dive right in. Welcome to this month's Espresso episode. This is our monthly episode where I share one quick tip, idea, hack, so you can grow your personal brand, improve your visibility, increase your confidence, improve your leadership in the online space. I was having a conversation with a mentor, Mabe Otero, and we were talking about how many times we spend too much time speaking to the problem of a person in our marketing. We talk too much about the problem that the person is facing and not enough time speaking to the desire of our audience. And this is a very pain point heavy marketing. You've probably heard about it. It's just this marketing that highlights the pain that this person is experiencing. And this is a fascinating topic because it's about this mix, right? What's the right mix? Should we talk about the problem? Should we talk about the solution? Don't people pay to solve problems? Well, yes and no. People pay to receive value. I have a friend who is a tutor for high net worth families, and these families don't have a lot of time in their hands to be 100% present in their kids' education. They travel a lot. They're founders, companies. They're very busy people. So they have a big problem, and they're willing to pay big money for a service that helps them solve that problem. And this is born from the fact that so many doctors are, you know, the average doctor's visit is 15 to 20 minutes long max, right? So a lot of doctors who want to give a more comprehensive care cannot afford to just have the high volume of patients throughout the day that doctors who take insurance require to make their practice profitable. So we've been seeing a lot of these concierge practices popping up, and these are the practices that basically look at everything and they're just not looking at one specific thing. So They really go in depth with your labs. They look at your lifestyle, your medical history. They really have this functional and holistic approach. And the thing is that, of course, these services are not covered by insurance, right? So they tend to be really pricey for the general public. So this is a big problem, right? For someone who's having a health concern and a regular doctor hasn't been able to figure it out. But this person has the money to go to this concierge service with highly qualified professional, and this person will actually look at their health as a whole and not in a vacuum, which is what most doctors here in the US do regardless. So this is people who have a problem, and usually they've tried other solutions, they haven't had success, and now they're willing to pay this premium to remove this pain that is so uncomfortable. So as you can see, marketing to the pain point in this idea is in this situation, it is a great idea. But when it comes to your personal brand, things change, because this pain point marketing can be a great strategy for attraction, but they are not the best idea to, or the best place to stay when it comes to relationship development. Because the best personal branding strategy in my book is to show up as the leader in your platform. And I have a whole training on this, because leadership truly is the key to standing out from the crowd. And I encourage you to go watch this masterclass for free. It's available at masterclass.eugeniawu.com. That's masterclass.eugeniawu.com. And you'll find the link in the show notes. So as you'll see in the masterclass, what sets leaders and experts apart is that leaders invite their audience on a transformation. They invite them on a journey. They don't just share information, but inspire them to take action. So in that way, we don't want to build a personal brand that solves a painful immediate problem, right? We want to build a personal brand that truly leaves the audience better than they were before coming in contact with you. And sure, you can heal, let's say, your hormonal imbalance. But what if we also optimized your muscle mass so you could experience more longevity and vitality? And sure, with the example of the tutor and consultant for high net worth individuals who don't have time to be in school or help their kids with school, you can solve the issue of your kid being all over the place and confused. But what if we could also build the pillars to a thriving relationship between you and your kid that's built on trust and communication, even with your busy schedule? Those people that are willing to invest in tomorrow, in the better future, they are such a joy to work with. It is so fulfilling to help these people get to the next level. Sure, maybe they get to you because of a pain, if you have different services that you offer, but the best relationships, long-term relationships, are with the customer, with the person, with the audience that wants to go to the next level, that really wants to improve their life in whatever area it is that you specialize in. So how do you get there? How do you get to talk and to connect and work with these people? You need to talk to the empowered client. This is the client that doesn't need saving. This is the client who's ready to take responsibility. And sure, this client probably needs some hand-holding, which is why they're hiring you in the first place. And probably they need some loving kick in the pants. But this is a client who's not only ready for a change, but who has decided to make a change. When you speak to this person and you build this type of audience, and this is my goal with this podcast, this is the people I'm trying to reach out to, right? This is not only people that are stuck in the problem waiting to be saved. This is people who really want to have an impact, who really want to stand out, who really want to get to the next level in the way they communicate their message. When you do this, when you build the audience with this type of people, you then get amazing people to work with or collaborate with or build incredible friendships. You, for example, get people that are not just price shopping, right? Or people that are insecure. You get people who are ready to see a transformation. These are people that are just trying to make sure that you are the right person to do it with. And that was such a big shift in my business this past year, because I was speaking to clients ready to be seen, ready to elevate their visibility. And before, years ago, I would speak to clients that were truly desperate. Their business weren't working, and it wasn't only a matter of visibility. It was a matter of offer. It was a matter of knowing how to run their business. They probably didn't even like the business they had. They didn't like what they were doing. They would put on me this responsibility of giving them a vision for their business. But when I started speaking to the empowered person, I started attracting people who wanted to build something for the long term, not just a quick fix. It was people who were ready to take responsibility. So does that mean that we have to stop speaking to pain points and only speak to solutions? I don't think so. I think there's a place to really address the pain points, but I believe that we are all in a journey, and just because someone is struggling with a pressing pain point in one specific moment in time, that means that they are an insecure person or that they are unwilling to do the work. So I don't want to put that idea out there that if you speak to pain points, then you're only going to attract people that are insecure. Pain points are real, and confident and secure people have pain points. But again, this is a big but. When it comes to your personal brand, your message, your overall platform does need to paint a picture of success, a picture of growth, a picture of possibility. This means building a personal brand that not only runs away from a problem, but that also runs towards success. So my invitation for you this week is simple. Go to your posts, your podcast episodes, your newsletters from this past month. Review those posts. Have you painted a vision of growth? Or has it only been a runaway message? Are you showing up as a leader pointing towards a transformation, or are you just trying to remove the pain? Incorporate this awareness into the way you show up, and I promise that you will start seeing a difference in the connections you create online. And if you want to dive deeper into the difference between what being an expert and a leader means and what you need to do exactly to show up as a leader, visit masterclass.eugeniawu.com. That's masterclass.eugeniawoo.com to access my free training, 3 Secrets to Stand Out from the Crowd. Thank you for listening to this month's espresso episode of the Creator to Leader podcast. See you next time. Un beso. I hope you loved this episode. If you connected with the podcast in some way, please rate it and review it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That is the number one way you can support the show. And because sharing is caring, share it with a fellow entrepreneur wanting to become a leader, not just a creator. I am so grateful for you. I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me a DM over to @eugenia.wu. That's @EUGENIA.WOO. And if you only send me a microphone emoji, I will know that you stayed till the end. Thank you for listening. See you soon.